Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question says, my almost three-year-old spits. He doesn't respond well to timeout, losing toys, threats, etc., explaining that it's rude slash hurtful. He spits in my face during church, at his older siblings anytime he doesn't get his way. Immediately, I'm at a loss. He does it when he's getting attention, when he's not getting attention, when he's happy, when he's mad. I cannot find the pattern, and it's really starting to get to me. Thank you. Signed, Spittoon. I mean, congratulations for your signature. It really amused me. So spitting is super, super gross and super, super annoying. And it is something that three-year-olds do. Why? Because they can. And so a three-year-old is just starting to figure out, right? They're separate from you. They can do things that you don't like. And that is a really thrilling and exciting feeling. I'm going to point you to an article about spitting on verywellfamily.com. And here's what they say. Sometimes kids spit just for fun. They may simply spit on the ground because they think it's entertaining. If they get a reaction from anyone, it can make spitting even more fun. Toddlers sometimes spit because it's a good way to get attention. Spitting on someone will certainly get some type of reaction. So I think all the focus on spitting needs to go to how are we reacting to the spitting. I'm not super interested in why a three-year-old is spitting. A three-year-old is spitting because it's fun. As my pediatrician told me years and years ago, three-year-olds love a jack-in-the-box. They crank it, and it pops. And they love Pop Goes the Weasel, and they like things that they push and they do something in reaction to it. And that is what your child is getting out of spitting on people. He spits, they react. And so I think that the correct response, as much as possible, is to try to stay calm. It's very difficult. I mean, culturally, in all of our, biological imperative instincts, being spit on is absolutely disrespectful and disgusting. And so it's natural that it makes us react very, very strongly. But that's what your kid is looking for. They're doing it because they want to see the jack-in-the-box go off. And so as much as possible, you want to shut down when spitting happens. So a very, very blank face, we don't spit. And then if it's at church, maybe put the kid to the side of you. And if it's at home, maybe bring the kid to a timeout spot. And whatever happens after the spit, the mommy machine powers down. So they don't get the reaction of like, we don't spit and that's disgusting. Don't do that and you're in big trouble and yelling, spanking, fury. Any kind of big reaction is exactly what they're looking for. And so with spitting, and I had a spitter, it's difficult. You have to rein in all of those reactions and try to react as little as possible while also being very clear that spitting shuts down all the fun, shuts down all the interaction, shuts down anything interesting that might happen. It is important to say that it's unacceptable. So the first thing that comes out of your mouth in a calm and as non-reactive tone as possible, spitting is gross. Spitting is not okay. Spitting is not acceptable. Another thing you can try is some natural consequences. This is suggested in the Very Well Family article. Have your kid clean up the mess. I'm worried with a three-year-old. The biggest thing I want with a three-year-old is for them not to get what they want out of it. You said your child doesn't react well to timeouts. It doesn't necessarily have to be a timeout, but if your kid is spitting in your face at church, that says to me they're sitting on your lap, you're making eye contact, you are having some sort of interaction. Child spits, mom's face goes completely blank. Spitting is not okay. The child is put maybe down the row from you and needs to sit by themselves now. And so right away, they start to learn that like spitting doesn't get me a fun, cool reaction. Spitting gets me placed away from the fun. And then if the child is then screaming in church, you might have yourself or someone else just take them out. We can go back into church when you can quiet down. One other thing you can try is we've had a problem with spitting, and spitting is gross. We don't want to do it. We know what happens when you spit. Then you have to sit out and it's not fun. So if you feel an instinct to spit, if it's coming from a place of like, this is a way to express frustration, this might be a good time to tell them what to do instead, right? Which is show them how to use their words. When you're frustrated, you say, yuck. Give them a word. You could even give them an object. When you're frustrated, you squeeze this guy as hard as you can, a little lovey. You might try to redirect that way. And then last option, and this is from Very Well Family, you can try to reinforce good behavior. If we go a whole day without spitting, we're going to get a star on our sticker chart. And that means after 7 days, you're going to be able to pick a little toy from the drugstore, whatever the reward is. And lots of praise for a good thing. Oh, I saw you hit that guy instead of spinning. Great job. So you're going to constantly reinforce these ideas. 2, 3, when kids are spinning, this can be a little bit tricky developmentally, but it's something worth a try. But my biggest reaction to spitting is you get nothing for spitting. You get everybody shuts down and you get moved somewhere else and there's no more fun after you spit. Because think of that Jack in the Box example. Do not give a spitting child the reward that they're looking for, which is you screaming and freaking out, which frankly is an appropriate response to spitting, but we're going to try to rein it in so that we're not giving our kid exactly what we're looking for. Spittoon, I hope that helps and that you no longer are the spittoon in your house. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them in person or not really in person by voicemail on our website at whatfreshhellpodcast.com, or you can ask them in our Facebook group, or you can send them to us by email info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. So many ways to ask your questions, and you may hear yours answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. you get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.